स्टार्ट करो जी।
इसलिए भक्ति सागर स्वामी महाराज की जय। जय आन
पाषाणिक
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. So, first of all, I would like to invite the disciples of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. So, Savitri Mataji, are you there?
Hare Krishna Mataji, can I leave this meeting now?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you for.
Yeah, Savitri Mataji is there. I'm just asking her to unmute. Okay. Hare Krishna, Savitri Mataji, are you able to hear us? Okay. I don't see a response yet. Mataji, next.
Hare Krishna, Prasannatma Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, I see Prasannatma.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam. Can you hear me?
Yes, Prabhu.
Yes.
So can I start or like
Yes.
Yes, Prabhuji, you can
start. Yeah. Hare Krishna Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Charu Swami Tinamini Snigdha Chaita Supraneta Vagminam Chara Saplutam Prabhupada Gata Prana Naomi Bhakti Charu Padam Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamini Namaste Sarswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Shunyavada Prachacha Desatarani Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavunda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you for inviting, you know, it's a very tough time for all of us. Before I start, may I know how much time for each devotee? I want to respect that.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, disciples will get 10 minutes and other devotees will get 2-3 minutes.
Okay. Okay, so thank you for again asking and me like to speak today. You know, to speak about Guru Maharaj, just like in Srimad Bhagavatam, they mention the glories of Guru Maharaj. And the pastimes of Guru Maharaj, you know, we cannot explain with one tongue. Especially, you know, last 2 weeks in the separation from Guru Maharaj, you know, we are all reminiscing what he did. So I just want to briefly summarize his various great activities. Again, I said, you know, we need 10,000 tongues, unlimited tongues, to glorify any Vaishnava, what they did. Especially His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj. He met Srila Prabhupada in 1977 in Prayag. You know, in the first meeting itself, Prabhupada saw something in His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj. And in a matter of few months, Prabhupada gave first and second initiation and eventually sannyas initiation. At that time, a lot of senior god brothers, they are saying that some are even agonist. It's too early, you know, this young brahmachari, Bhakta Kishore, he just joined and you are giving sannyas in few months. Prabhupada, maybe you are, so the people are just want in a good heart, you know, it's a big responsibility to give, to accept sannyas in a few months after joining the movement. But Prabhupada somehow saw you know, something in His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, and even though so many people are warning him or like, you know, advising him, he gave the sannyas initiation also. And from then, it's almost like more than 4 decades or close to 5 decades. His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, you know, he did everything, everything. There is not even one service that's left. Especially in 1977, the most important service is being a secretary to Srila Prabhupada. That is the most important job or service. And at that time, Maharaj, and also we have to see very closely that those final moments are actually, those are the last days of Srila Prabhupada, and Maharaj has a unique, actually Prabhupada gave such ocean of mercy, and eventually Maharaj wrote a book, Ocean of Mercy, and how intimately Prabhupada shared everything with His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, and also instructed to write all his books translate into Bengali language. Just imagine that's the mother tongue of Srila Prabhupada, and now Srila Prabhupada actually wrote all the books or translated all the books into other languages, and again he gave such a big task to His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj to again translate back into Bengali, which is very closely seen, because all these literatures like Chaitanya Charitamrita are originally from Bengali, and it is a huge task to translate again back to Bengali. But at that time, Bhakti Charu Maharaj said to Srila Prabhupada, it's a big task, it's a huge task. I'm not eligible or qualified. And Prabhupada encouraged him. And after Prabhupada left his body, Maharaj took this task to the heart and translated all the books to Bengali, waking up in the middle of the night. Imagine reading those books itself takes a lifetime, and Maharaj translated all the books to the source, like, you take water from Ganga and put the water back in Ganga, or Yamuna. That service is huge. And after that, he is such a faithful, committed servant to Srila Prabhupada. He never left ISKCON. No matter what the circumstances are. In last 5 decades, our movement went up and down and gone through so many problems. In spite of what happened, he never left the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. And also, he started this Abhay Charan series, and the life story of Srila Prabhupada is screened on a national television. So he did so many services. As I said, it's very difficult to tell in one session or few days or few months. And also he established a beautiful temple in Ujjain dedicating to the late lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. If you saw the final video, that we all know how deadly the coronavirus is. As a physician, I saw people, being affected so much. It's so many people warned Guru Maharaj, but we always say that video is so moving in the sense very few people stand by the words. In this world, materially or any other ways, that Guru Maharaj at age 75, almost like Srila Prabhupada coming to US such a late age in this calamity of COVID-19, he put his life for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada, and also Gauranga, to spread the holy mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even though so many people warned, he said, as a leader, I shouldn't hide. It's all Krishna's plan at the end. We have to come in terms with that. It's a very disturbing 2 weeks, 3 weeks. As a physician, I always think, we lost Maharaj, somehow we stopped coming to US. Maharaj could have stayed with us maybe 10, 15 years or 20 years. He is in such a good health, no diabetes, no hypertension. But at the same time, we have our plan, I have my plan, but Krishna has his plan. So I think Maharaj is very dearly needed, you know, either to Krishna, Radharani, or to Srila Prabhupada. We don't know the big plan, but that is all the glories of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj. But at a personal level, I just have to speak few words how He touched my life. I am busy during my residency in Brown University and UPMC. At that time, I'm like looking for a guru, and I'm approaching various gurus, and I'm praying how to get a guru to Krishna intensely. I always never take vacation during the year, and I try to lump my vacation at the end of the year. And I went to New Brindavan in 2016. During that time, Maharaj is giving retreat in New Brindavan. It's a pure arrangement of Krishna. And during that retreat, I met Param Pujya Srila Gurudev. And he is so compassionate, so merciful, and immediately he took me under his shelter, under his wing. And I met one more time in New York City, and in 2017, Narsingha Chaturdasi, 2017, he gave me the initiation. And during the time after initiation, he again came to New Brindavan, and he said, spread Srimad Bhagavatam everywhere. So that is the motivation of me developing interest in Srimad Bhagavatam, and also sharing on this Bhakti Sangha platform and also other platforms. It is purely mercy of Srila Gurudev, who showered lot of, I strongly believe, we are not qualified to get that ocean of mercy from Srila Gurudev. But as Srila Prabhupada said, you are not at all eligible. I gave you the eligibility. So that is my fallen situation. And my wife, Ratnavali Sakhi Dasi, actually Guru Maharaj never met her. I wrote an email to Guru Maharaj saying she is very serious. And Guru Maharaj said, I will take her under my shelter. So she, Guru Maharaj, with unlimited compassion, mercy, gave her initiation in the first meeting itself. And also when our daughter, Radhe Dulari, when she was born 2 months back, Guru Maharaj is so busy doing so many things all over the world. But at the same time, he gave the name Radhe Dulari personally. The reason I'm saying all this is, even though he's worked as a GBC chairman for 2 times, solved problems like big problems like, so many temple litigations, Brooklyn Temple, many other big, big problems and how he solved. But at the same time, he also took all the amount of time to interact with his devotees in a very direct way and shower unlimited mercy on everyone. So if you met Srila Gurudev anytime, he is such a perfect gentleman, Vaishnava. All these, especially these 2 weeks, I'm just missing him. And also count my blessings that you only once in a lifetime can meet a person like Srila Gurudev, who is a textbook of Vaishnava etiquette, how we have to behave, and gentlemanship, kindness, compassion, generosity, you name it, he is an encyclopedia, and a cook. He's a great cook. He loves to serve to other devotees and a great manager, great problem solver, author, and a lion preacher, and soft like a baby. His heart is like a baby-like heart. You know, sometimes he do all these great projects and he asks for feedback. Hey, what do you think, Prasannatma? Or what do you think, so such kind of like a transcendental personality. So, if I keep talking, I can talk for unlimited amount of time about Srila Gurudev. But in one nutshell, I just want to read or share this, that he reasons ill who tells that Vaishnava die, when the art living still in sound. The Vaishnava die to live, and living try to spread the holy name around. So, so actually last 2 weeks, how Srila Gurudev, even though he is in the ICU, he provoked each and every one of us to chant intensely all over the world. Narsingha Yajnas, 24-hour chantings, and our chanting quality got better. It is got more intense. Vaishnavas the Vaishnava die to live. And how else we forget his melodious kirtan? When my baby born, Radhe Dulari, we are putting Srila Prabhupada kirtan and Guru Maharaj kirtan 24/7. And his beautiful lectures, how simplify he makes complex topics into simple, digestible topics. And also, how can we forget Tava Kathamrutam? That's one of the favorite songs to so many Vaishnavas all over the world. So, he is a perfect Vaishnava and a perfect devotee of Srila Prabhupada. And whenever he gives initiation, he says, all the four regulative principles chanting. And also he says that, never leave ISKCON, and Srila Prabhupada is your guru. So such a humble, faithful personality. So, maybe I described Guru Maharaj's qualities, maybe 0.00001%. As initially I said, I am not qualified to talk about him. And, he gave ocean of mercy to me and so many, hundreds and thousands of people all over the world. It's a huge loss. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks Ramanandarai, what is the biggest loss? And Ramanandarai says, the Vaishnava. Dear most devotee of Krishna, there is no biggest loss other than, losing Vaishnava. So, that is irreparable in this time. I think, all the devotees, we have God brothers, we are all Srila Prabhupada's grandchildren. We have a lot of support from, everyone, Srila Prabhupada's family. So this is the time, we support each other and take the mission of Srila Prabhupada and take the mission of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Moving forward, their only mission is to spread the holy name and being loyal to ISKCON and preaching. His Holiness lost his life simply for preaching, to give example how important this is. At age 75, he could have stayed in India, but it's not the case. So, so yeah, Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. All glories to all of your services. All glories to all of your services. Sorry, maybe I took a little bit more time. Sorry.
Next, I would like to request Savitri Mataji.
Yes.
Okay. Please start, Mataji.
Yeah. Okay. Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Vatale Shimate Bhakti Charu Samamiti Namini Snidha Cheta Supranita Vadinam Chara Sapritam Prabhu Pada Gata Prana Nomi Bhakti Charu Padam Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Vatale Shimate Bhakti Charu Samamiti Namini Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pajarani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Shutayi Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai. So, I think you are hearing me, everybody?
Yes, Mataji.
Okay. All right. So, yes, it's a wonderful opportunity to speak something about our Guru Maharaj, dear Guru Maharaj. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, you know, that by immense good fortune, one can come in contact with a pure devotee of Krishna. And that happened with us. In 1993, at the end of the year of 1993, we first met Srila Gurudev in New Jersey. At the time, Maharaj was not that much traveling, and he came to initiate our very wonderful senior god sister, god brother, and that was the first time we met. Immediately we were attracted to Maharaj, his sweet words and his kindness was so incredible that we were immediately attracted. In the first meeting, we all invited my Prabhu, my husband, and me, and two kids. Please, Maharaj, come to our house. That time we used to live in New Jersey, in a rented house, small house. And Maharaj immediately accepted. At the time, we were not that much, you know, that much aware of how to honor a sadhu properly, in proper way. As we joined 1987 in New York, but still, you know, we were not that trained up nicely. And not many people also were there. You know, now so many Indians are there. So Maharaj came to our house in the year 1993, end of the year. And he cooked himself in our house. Still, if I remember the items he cooked and the taste. Again, in 1994, again Maharaj came to our house. And again, second time also he cooked. And only few devotees came. And we were. Maharaj was so simple, kind. Let me tell you one thing. At the time, we used to live in a very small apartment to make space for everyone and Guru Maharaj. What we removed the bed out of the room and made full open space. And on the ground, I spread just bed sheet. And Maharaj sat on that. Of course, Soka was there, but that room was for Kirtan or Katha. That was our puja room. You can say in one altar was there. Very small arrangement. And our first deities were Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. So Maharaj cooked, then we offered, and Maharaj sat down, and Maharaj gave beautiful talk. We were so overwhelmed by the intimate association of Maharaj. Unbelievable experience we have. Still very fresh. And after offering, I served Maharaj Prasadam, Maharaj nicely honored. And then I thought I should arrange something for Maharaj taking rest. And in that room, I just spread more bed sheet and a pillow, and Maharaj slept on the floor. He was so kind, he was happy. And we were also very happy. Means no external things, just simple. And we felt it's totally different, you know, world. No superficial things, no artificial things, just pure, pure association with Maharaj. And after taking nap, he woke up. Then my Prabhu took him to 26th Second Avenue. At the time, 26th Second Avenue was very, very live place, you know, which was the first temple that Srila Prabhupada opened. And Maharaj went there and Maharaj performed wonderful, you know, kirtan, dancing. My husband took the video. So we still have that video. And in this way, we started our relationship with Maharaj. And again, in 95, we moved to Pennsylvania. That was also a rented house, but that was a house we rented, and small house. And Maharaj came, and 1995, he brought everything for translating Srimad Bhagavatam. He was continuously doing, because he wanted to offer that translation of Srimad Bhagavatam to Srila Prabhupada, which was 1996, was the centennial year. So it was a big preparation for 1996 centennial year of Srila Prabhupada's birth anniversary, 100 years. And yes, I've seen Maharaj. He couldn't sleep, you know. Just before 12, maybe, he used to wake up and with the dictaphone, he used to translate. He wanted to finish. The Srimad Bhagavatam means up to Srila Prabhupada's purpose. And 1996 was big, big celebration. And again, Maharaj, you know, time to time came to America, and he also came. And then in 1998, or maybe 1997, maybe, we moved to our own house in Pennsylvania. Our house was quite, you know, a little spacious. So Maharaj wanted to make the Abhay Charan. Many times he asked everyone in the temple during Sunday's feast class, how many of you have read Srila Prabhupada's biography? You know, Lilamrita. Very few hands went up, or not. But that was my first book. Gita was first book, and second book was Lilamrita. I read. I was totally moved and surrendered to Srila Prabhupada. And I love to read books, so many books later I purchased. By that time, our Guru Maharaj has translated books in Bengali, because I'm a Bengali. I purchased and studied English as well as Bengali. So in 1997, if I'm not wrong, at the end of 1997 or in 1998, not later than, we heard that Maharaj would make the Abhay Charan so everyone can watch in a TV, means watch that instead of reading, because nobody got, you know, time to read. So he decided that. And he's so talented person. He was so talented, so many wonderful, wonderful ideas he had. Oh, unbelievable. Modern day sadhu Vaishnav is all around her. Unbelievable. He used all the gadgets, all the facilities to glorify Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Parampara, and of course, Mahaprabhu. So, at the time, Maharaj with a full team came to America. 30 devotees came to our house. First time for the many actors, actresses, you know, in the Abhay Charan movie, serial. Guru Guranga Prabhu came first time. Many, many others. 30 devotees in our house, along with Guru Maharaj. That at the time, we didn't feel it was just material world or a house. We were so happy from Europe. Many devotees came from India, many parts. And second batch also came from different parts of the world. They stayed in another devotee's house in New Jersey. After staying like 1 week in our house with all the crew members, and then he arranged all the devotees to stay in different places, so it wouldn't be in that one place. We were in Pennsylvania, but Maharaj shoot all the you know, episodes in New Jersey or other places. You know, what we watch Abhay Charan. These are all our devotee friends' house. So that time was so wonderful, wonderful association. Means Maharaj would do kirtan, katha, prasadam, just like temple. We were so happy. Kids were small, but we were so, so happy involved with Maharaj and everything, and the project, with the project. And that time, that year, my kids and me, three of us with other devotees, wanted to visit India, means Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri, and Shridham Mayapur. When Maharaj came to know that we are, you know, planning to go to India as well, and also Shridham Mayapur, Maharaj made all the arrangements for us for Shridham Mayapur. He took all the responsibilities before even we were initiated. We were thinking to take initiation, but Maharaj was very, very busy and did not get any time for any initiation. One after another project he was doing. I still remember when we were in Pennsylvania in a rented house. At that time, Maharaj, wherever he was, in any country, he would call. Many times he called us just to know how we were doing, to encourage us in our spiritual life. Through phone, at that time, through phone. Also, he would write letters, personal letters to us. Those letters are our treasure now. Mistyped, but signed by our Guru Maharaj. So in Pennsylvania, we were in the rented house. We got one day a beautiful letter, envelope, wrote, you know, from Tridandi, what is it called? Tridandi Bhikshu, Dadas, the name, Sri Srimad Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, and our address. And the letter came from Switzerland. We were so happy, it means the real wealth. At the time, there's no internet or cell phone. Either phone or handwritten letters was the, you know, medium of communication. So we had so much good fortune having those communication through the letters and phone calls direct. So in 98, we visited India with some devotees. Vrindavan, first Vrindavan, then Jagannath Puri, then finally Shridham Mayapur. Maharaj arranged everything in details, you know, where to stay. We stayed in couch building, where to stay. And then he arranged van, first to take us from the railway station, Kolkata railway station to Shidam Mayapur direct. Then one driver with the big Tata Sumo van was always ready for us. And him, the devotee driver, took us everywhere parikrama. We did parikrama in 1998 by being guest of Srila Gurudev. Unbelievable. Means that kind of, how can I say, service actually, I don't know, anywhere anyone can have. We're so much pampered, gratified, any sense you can say, having lots of prasad, first class arrangement for our staying, first class arrangement for our, you know, going to the different temples, as well as having lunch prasadam, different temples. Oh, wonderful time we had at the time. And after going back to America, I was always meditating on Guru Maharaj, you know, that he is my eternal guru. And please, Krishna, allow me to take initiation from Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. And I used to chant 16 rounds from the very beginning. So ready now, but Maharaj has to accept us. So one day I had a dream, most wonderful, happy dream in my life. I saw the whole ceremony of initiation. And Maharaj was giving initiation to us, my Prabhu and me. When Maharaj was about to pronounce my initiated name, I woke up. I didn't hear my initiated name. My name is legal name is Savita Bhattacharya. So that part I didn't see in my dream. And after some time, we approached. And Maharaj actually was so busy. And that time, whole, you know, 80s and 90s were very troublesome time for the ISKCON. Many exalted devotees or disciples of Srila Prabhupada fell down from the standard. So Maharaj was also shocked. Maharaj was thinking not to give initiation so easily. At the time, actually, initiation was not so easy. Not in a big number, you know, the devotees would get initiation. Very selective or small number, 2 or 3, devotees would get that initiation. So my Prabhuji approached Guru Maharaj and Maharaj agreed. So our initiation date was June 6th, 2000. June 6th, 2000 in Tuaku Temple. When Maharaj accepted us, agreed us as his, you know, means agreed us to give us initiation and accepted us, his surrendered, surrendered to him, to his disciples. Our joy knew no bounds. I was thinking my dream would come true. Actually, in the dream, I have seen everything. And when Maharaj pronounced, at the time, you know, my parents were with us, my mother-in-law was also with us, and surrounded by all the devotees and my parents, my mother-in-law. I was also a Sunday school teacher, my students all around Yagna Bedi first. Then we sat, only three of us took initiation that day, first initiation, my Prabhu and me, and Mamatamayi Mataji. Three of us. And that day was very hot. Maharaj gave us kindly the initiation and pronounced the name. as soon as Maharaj announced the name, I felt a new birth immediately. I felt my old life has died now. Means old, the old identity gone, old things are gone, feeling so refreshed, new birth, new child, means new life. Maharaj met me there and he blessed us with one thing, become a pure devotee. And never ever leave ISKCON. Before giving initiation, he requested one devotee, local devotee, to bring Srila Prabhupada's big picture at that site and kept on a chair Srila Prabhupada's big picture. And then during the initiation time, he said, Srila Prabhupada, I'm offering them to you. It was double good fortune, you may say. Never thought of that way. In the presence of the deities, Vaishnavas, and Maharaj, you know, offered us directly at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. So in short, my journey, our journey, I observed lots of things were there, but in short, because other devotees would speak, and someday maybe more in details will speak more. I want to share, you know, our good fortune, good journey, emotional journey in ISKCON with Guru Maharaj, lots of things I'll share later. Not today, but this much, and eternally grateful to Srila Prabhupada. Eternally grateful to Srila Gurudev. He is our eternal preceptor, Acharya Guru, connecting us with the whole Guru Parampara and ultimately Supreme Lord. Unlimited good fortune can connect us only with this pure soul. With our own level of good fortune, we get our spiritual master. But with our spiritual master, there's no limit of our good fortune. I'm also praying to everyone, please keep us in your prayers. So remain always faithful to his home first, Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Dev. Our life is totally dedicated. We are offering our lives in the service of Srila Guru Dev, Srila Prabhupada, Guru Parampara, and the Supreme Lord. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Srila Gurudev, all glories to all the Vaishnavas, wherever they are. All glories to all the devotees in the Bhakti Sangha group and everywhere. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. We are very, very grateful to you.
And
I would like to invite His Grace Sureshwar Prabhuji, Sureshwar Shyam Prabhuji.
Okay. Hare Krishna Mataji. Can you hear me, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mataji. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Charu Swami Niti Namini. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschartya Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Brunda. Yesterday I was unable to understand if it was an auspicious day, inauspicious day, or a memorable occasion. But in US it was Independence Day. But I was thinking it was a dependent, auspicious, and a memorable occasion on the disappearance day of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. I have a question for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most munificent incarnation. And for as per Rupa Goswami, he is Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. So as per Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela 1.4, Rupa Goswami defines Mahaprabhu as Anarpita Charim Chirat Karunya Vavatam Kalau Samarpiyutam Unnata Ujjwala Rasaswa Bhakti Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadama Sandeeptihi Sada Hrudaya Kandare Spurata Va Sachi Nandanaha. So in short, Prabhupada explains. So Rupa Goswami says in the beginning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was appreciated by Rupa Goswami as Mahavadanyaya. There are many incarnations of Krishna Keshava Drita, Nima Sharira, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Keshava Drita, Narsimha Rupa, Jaya Jagadisha. Many incarnations, but this incarnation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is Anarpita Chiram Chirat. The mercy of this incarnation is unlimited. It was never given before. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. He distributed the most confidential part of love of Godhead, although we are living in this fallen condition of Kali Yuga. But he is giving the topmost platform of loving Krishna, Anarpita Charim Chirat. Therefore, he is supposed to be the most munificent incarnation. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. He is giving directly Krishna Prema. So Mahaprabhu, why have you done such a unique pastime with our beloved and sincere devotee, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Guru Maharaj? This pastime is very difficult to comprehend for fallen souls like me, but while contemplating got little solace. Maharaj has pulled the entire ISKCON community to intensely pray and petition to the Lord for recovery of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj for almost 16 days and few more months and years to come. And now He has left us to do the same. He made us practice and now He has left us to do the same. Maharaj also brought us the entire GBC to cooperate and collectively make incomprehensible decisions related to Maharaj, which was Maharaj's intense desire to follow GBC. So I am only satisfied that in future I will be more satisfied about this Mahaprabhu's Leela. And I'll skip few things. So Guru Maharaj, like Srila Prabhupada, has left few cantos as not translated, to be translated by his disciples. Guru Maharaj had similarly left the D-Land project for us to cooperate, contemplate, cooperate, serve and intensely pray to you, your lotus feet, to Srila Prabhupada and Mahaprabhu, so that we can somehow help in that project. And we have heard from other devotees few glorifications about Maharaj. But to summarize, Maharaj's unique quality was that he was kind, simple, and very caring to Vaishnavas, which was the crown jewel quality of Guru Maharaj. Few of my personal association with Maharaj was, I was driving Maharaj from Atlanta to Charlotte, and I saw Maharaj in the car quickly read entire chapter of Bhagavad Gita on his phone. He read entire chapter of Bhagavad Gita on his phone. So Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, we will greatly miss your association in the form of retreats, visiting to Charlotte to serve you, finishing the D-Land projects and lectures on different auspicious occasions. I would like to thank the Bhakti Sangha Jabha group organizers for dedicatedly and sincerely conducting this Nityam Bhagavata Seva, which I have been attending for the last 6 months. And it has definitely helped me to systematically study Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you all for giving me this opportunity to express my feelings for His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Mataji. All glories to Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj.
Thank you so much, Sureshwar Shyam Prabhuji. Thank you. Next, I would like to invite Her Grace Kirti Dasundari Mataji. Are you there, Mataji? Hare Krishna. Okay, go ahead, Mataji.
I can just hear now.
Yeah, we can hear you, Mataji. Go ahead.
Mataji, I heard that she wants to just hear. She don't want to speak.
Okay, she doesn't want to speak. Okay.
Champaklata.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Mataji. Champaklata, Mataji, are you there? Would you like to speak, Mataji?
I don't think I can speak at the moment, but I would just hear.
Ganapati Krishna Prabhu.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Ganapati Krishna Prabhuji, are you there?
Hare Krishna Mataji, I'm not.
Yeah. Can you speak, Prabhuji?
Yes, Mataji. Namo Vishnupada Krishna Prabhuji, Prabhu, Sindhya Pratishyad Swamini, iti naamne. Sikta Kita Suprayita Vatmina Jara Sarvaru. God brothers, God sisters, left with nothing at this point compared to so far. I was thinking I'm insignificant servant of Guru Maharaj. After hearing our family experiences, past times, now I feel I'm not even that. Still, since I'm also servant of Guru Maharaj, I want to share some of the experiences. Like the whole world feeling we are in a very tough situation now, right now. So some of the things which as an insignificant servant, Guru Maharaj gave me opportunity to serve him sometimes whenever he visited Atlanta a few times. I'm from a teacher's family, my parents, and I got attracted to Guru Maharaj for two things. Number one is he's very disciplined. He teaches Vaishnava etiquettes. My mother teaches etiquettes right from my childhood. Very serious, very strict rules. So that really attracted me towards Guru Maharaj. So when Guru Maharaj visits, I don't want to take much time because so many of our family are waiting. One time we were serving at Atlanta Temple. At that time, His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj also there on the same table, and temple president. We were serving. When we were about to serve, so everybody, all our devotee family, they are getting us items. We were serving one by one. So I took the plate, being a ignorant person, I took the plate, gave it to Guru Maharaj directly. Then Guru Maharaj, I can see, he got one kind of distress on his face. Because he felt so bad because I'm serving him directly. Because whereas the guests are there on the same table. So he asked me, and also he corrected with his eyes, why am I putting a separate, special plate for him? It should be same. So then I gave that plate to Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj first, then Vyasara Prabhu, then to our Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisar Swami Guru Maharaj. Then we can see in his eyes. So those kind of little small things I learned by experience. They are not there in any books. Prabhupada has preaches etiquettes, but enforcing them, he does. I'm fortunate, I'm so scared, but he enforces the things, how Vaishnava should treat other Vaishnavas, especially at a peer level, when Maharaj is all there, how you should treat them, and what you should cook. I learned from a lesson from many places. When Guru Maharaj asks for something, cook that one, not what you want, cook what he wants. Those kind of things I learned by experiences. So, like many of us, I have some personal experiences with Guru Maharaj. Just to mention how kind he is. So one time, one morning, I got a call. I didn't expect, because I know my status, so I never expect any calls. But it is nothing but Guru Maharaj called me. He said, "Hey, Ganapati, somebody coming to Atlanta temple. I mean, they are in the airport. They are coming in next 1 hour. So can you go and can you arrange for somebody to pick them?" At the time, Guru Maharaj knows I'm in Dallas, Texas. I was so shocked. First of all, I didn't realize it's Guru Maharaj. Why would he call me? So I said, "Guru Maharaj, I'm right now in Dallas. Let me make some calls." It was a Monday morning. It's around 8:30 or 8:40. So I was so, first of all, I'm a very shy person, and I was so hesitant. Everybody in the mood to go to offices, the material world, right? So how can you request anybody in the short time? The flight is coming at 9:30 or something like that. The place where we lived in Atlanta, the airport takes around 40 minutes. How can I arrange somebody? I was praying the Lord, like, how can I do that? This is the first thing Guru Maharaj asks me directly. Then I made like a few calls. Whoever is there in Atlanta, somebody, some devotees, they're already on their way to their work. Somebody did not pick up the call. Then I was in so anxiety what to do when Guru Maharaj calls, because I need to give a responsible servant. I need to answer him back, right? So after some time, maybe like after 3-4 minutes of my anxiety, Guru Maharaj called me again. "Ganapati, don't worry. I called temple president." In fact, Guru Maharaj called temple president first. Didn't get response. So while he was talking to me, temple president called. So he spoke to temple president. Then again, he called me to update me. He could have just left. But he called me, said, "Ganapati, don't worry. I found somebody. So don't worry. You carry on." So these are very small things. Such an elevated person, high profile person, who got appreciations, servants all over the world. I care about one devotee coming to Atlanta. He called me, and the greatness I'm talking about, Guru Maharaj, how he is so kind. That is one thing. Lastly, I have been seeing some of the last few videos which Guru Maharaj gave on this planet. So the extraction, what I extract is, Guru Maharaj stressed on cooperation. If you see, I'm not qualified to talk about all these things. So that's what I was realizing this morning. Yesterday, that is when Preeti Mataji asked me if I can talk. I said, "I'm no way. I mean, I'm a Vaishnava, so how can I talk?" So still, then at that time, I remembered, our parents used to say, adults, right, whenever the parents are alive, you are a kid, you are a child. And the parents pass away, you are adult. So you had to come out of curtain, and you come in limelight. So there is no way disciples can stay behind the curtains. So you had to come out. You had to come to limelight. You see the situation. So Guru Maharaj is a spiritual father. So when the father is not available, the child has to come out and take care of the situations. So I take this opportunity like that. So Guru Maharaj stressed in the last few videos before he admitted in hospital, he mainly stressed on, because he spoke to disciples, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, his disappearance day 3 weeks back. There was a Guru has stressed on cooperation. So everybody has to cooperate. If somebody is doing a great job, cooperate. That's how it's like a progressive, collective progress. So that's one lesson I learned. And today, July 5th, 5 years back in 2000, I'm very young in this moment. Today I completed 5 years of my initiation, 5 years back in New Vrindavan, Guru Maharaj game initiation. That all happened in a very interesting way. I know like I'm not all qualified 5 years back. One time I was driving Guru Maharaj from on devotee house to temple in Atlanta downtown. Suddenly Guru Maharaj asked me, how long you know me? I said, Guru Maharaj, I know you for last 1.5-2 years, I guess. I met you in Cleveland one time and in Atlanta. He said, are you planning to come for a retreat in New Vrindavan? I said, yes, Guru Maharaj, I'm planning for that. He said, come to New Vrindavan, I'll give you initiation. Imagine my situation. I'm driving in Atlanta downtown. You know how bad it is downtown. Here, I can't even look at Guru Maharaj to thank him. I said, come to New Vrindavan, I'll give you initiation. So then I understood what the meaning of mercy is. So the mercy comes, many of our God brothers, God sisters, and our acharyas, they say like, the mercy comes, you can't even expect that one. Suddenly you are going, sometime you are carrying something, something drops, right? It's all proper, like what Garbhira said, it's all messy cases. I mean, like me, I'm not talking about everybody. Suddenly you're carrying something, some water, something, it spills out, right? Something falls down on the ground. So I was there. So these 2 days, July 4th, so far known for a different reason. Now, for a different reason, Guru Maharaj. That's all I want to say. And thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. If I talk anything wrong, please forgive me. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you very much for sharing. So I would like to invite any senior devotees on the call. If they want to speak, they can go ahead. Hare Krishna. Anybody would like to speak?
Do we have any other disciples of Maharaj on call, Mataji?
I don't know, Mataji.
Okay. Okay, anyone who, now we can start, I think, the rest of them, whoever would like to share, yeah, go ahead, Mataji. Anybody who would like to go ahead first.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. My glory to Srila Prabhupada. It's an overwhelming day for us and we are trying to grapple with this reality that such a wonderful, strong pillar of ISKCON, a very favorite disciple of Srila Prabhupada, who throughout his life has proved his love to Srila Prabhupada, has left us unexpectedly. I did not have any personal close contact with Maharaj, but I was very fortunate to see him quite a few times when he came to Charlotte, and also by the mercy of his disciples, I could get to do some service. But one thing I would like to talk about is about the Abhay Charan serial that Maharaj made. Many people were there in the crew, and we heard that how they all had a wonderful experience working with Maharaj making that. And on the other side of it, I was at the receiving end. So it was broadcasted in Doordarshan, I think on Saturday or Sunday, morning, half an hour. And that was his, that was Maharaj's offering to Srila Prabhupada. So I was just in the, I just had got initiated, and I was a few years in the movement. So it was so, so nice to see all the disciples of Srila Prabhupada offering the best that's possible for as an offering for the centennial. And I used to sit glued to the TV, and many times after an episode is over, it would bring tears to the eyes, especially the song. Everything about it was very, very professionally done and very moving. And I mean, it was so, it made a big impact in the preaching scene. Between 1991 to 1996, we only had a few temples in Tamil Nadu that can be counted. And we did not have much. And I used to wonder, I mean, every state has its own history. And this was, Tamil Nadu was so vernacular. Anybody who's not talking Tamil or outside was not accepted as a saint. And I grew up hearing the news of caste clashes, people killing each other, villages, dying, everybody in the villages dying so brutally because of the caste clashes. And I was wondering how it would be possible for this message to reach. But after this 96, many people, new people, and at that time there was not much cable TV, so still people were used to watch the Doordarshan. So many millions of people's heart was moved by seeing who is Srila Prabhupada, what he did, and unconditionally, and such a glorification of Srila Prabhupada. I remember we used to get letters to the temple from deep down in the villages, and they are writing to ask about the books of Srila Prabhupada. And if you see the statistics, the book distribution improved like anything, and so many books were translated into Tamil. And many temples were opened after that. Many major temples in major cities were opened in between 96 and 2000, and so many hundreds of Namahatta centers. So this is the, we can't imagine what Maharaj has done. Whole state has been changed, and so many preaching of people who don't know anything about Maharaj, they've been touched by this serial. And because of the unconditional glorification of a pure devotee, Lord Krishna is pleased and allowed the array of preaching opportunities to be open. And I personally know two of my friends who by chance got this, and they said that they couldn't stop seeing this until they finished all the episodes. And they are all very strong devotees now. So I would like to be very, very grateful to Maharaj for doing this such a wonderful service that has a mass preaching effect. And it is changing the history of a place with respect to the number of the temples and preaching and bringing number of devotees. And secondly, I was wondering that Maharaj had come to meet with Srila Prabhupada only in 76. And he only had a year of association, or less than that. But in that, we can see that he has dedicated his whole life and always one project after the other. Maharaj was keep doing it and keep engaging us in. And now also that is what made him take this risk and travel and come here for the sake of the project. So compared to that, all the disciples of Srila Prabhupada who are there now, as many of you said that they survived the ISKCON movement through the rocky times of 80s and 90s, and being stalwart devotees themselves, they have got into gone into unimaginable heights after the initial phase. So he has given us this association for a vast number of years. And at that time when Srila Prabhupada left, there was no social media. So it was only tapes, and they couldn't hear when what Srila Prabhupada spoke. But now everything is on the fingertips. So as Suresh Shyam Prabhu said, the way we can grapple with this separation of Maharaj is to always think about how we can serve him and what was dear to him. And by engaging like that, I think we will be able to please Maharaj. So thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. We thank have Champaklata Mataji said she would like to go. She is better, in a better condition to speak. So Mataji can go.
Yeah, please go.
Hare Krishna, am I audible?
Yes.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Charu Swaminiti Namine Snigdha Cheta Supraneta Vagni Vinam Charasaplutam Prabhupada Gata Prana Nomi Bhakti Charu Padam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavati Pashchat Deshadhari Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hearing this that Guru Maharaj physically is no more on this planet is extremely tough to accept. Especially me being extremely fortunate, I was able to spend the period of lockdown with Guru Maharaj in Ujjain temple. I was stranded in India. And then Guru Maharaj gave me shelter at his lotus feet. So it is extremely tough for me and my both the children to accept the fact that we won't be able to see his physical appearance in front of eyes anymore. And it is difficult to speak about anything about Guru Maharaj. But I thought everyone should know the greatness of Guru Maharaj. Mm. The love showers on his devotees, on even non-devotees, even regular public is tremendous. So I thought I will share some pastime during the lockdown, which are very, very fresh. There are so many things like Prasannath Mahaprabhu said that to glorify Guru Maharaj, we need thousands of tongues. Even that is not enough. But with my limited poor knowledge and little bit association with Guru Maharaj, I would like to share my personal pastime with Guru Maharaj. Recently I met Guru Maharaj 5 years back in one of the house program. I didn't know Guru Maharaj at all that time. Even I don't know him now at this moment, but I got his darshan for the first time in my life at one of the house program. And in that house program, he described his first meeting with Srila Prabhupada, how he met Srila Prabhupada and how he came in Krishna consciousness. And when I heard him for the first time, I was completely lost. there was something which attracted me to Guru Maharaj, which I could never understand, but what really attracted me so much towards Guru Maharaj. He connected me with Srila Prabhupada. He connected me with Krishna. And I knew that this is the love at the first sight. Being a daughter, having a feeling of daughter towards an affectionate father, I fell in love with his Vani. And that day, that time, I was not prepared to have a guru in my life, or I was not prepared for initiation. Almost completely unprepared, but I knew that there was something which is attracting me towards Guru Maharaj. I didn't get opportunity to speak to Guru Maharaj that time. But then soon, within a month, by the mercy of a senior devotee, we got opportunity to host Guru Maharaj at our Gaur Nitai house. And when we heard that His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj will be giving a class lecture at our house, and it was auspicious day of Ekadashi, I could not hold the happiness in my heart. I was extremely happy. And we had the most fortunate association of Guru Maharaj at our house. It was Ekadashi. Guru Maharaj gave a wonderful talk. And I prepared a juice, pomegranate juice for Guru Maharaj. And I humbly requested Guru Maharaj if he can honor. And Guru Maharaj said, I cannot take prasad in the evening on Ekadashis. But Guru Maharaj was simple and kind-hearted. Garima, my little daughter, she was 2 years old at that time. And Guru Maharaj was playing ball with her at our Gaur Nitai house. We all were amazed to see how simple-hearted he was and how he was playing with Garima. And I was sharing with Guru Maharaj that, Guru Maharaj, I want my family in India also to become wonderful devotees. And then after I heard your lectures on YouTube, I was mentioning my family in India also to chant the holy name. And Guru Maharaj said, you want them to become wonderful devotees of Krishna. And after this one line, Guru Maharaj blessed them in his heart. And my family in India, they started chanting the holy name. Within 5 years, they have become aspiring devotees. And they are chanting the holy name and following rules and regulation. And going to ISKCON, doing services. It is all the mercy of Srila Gurudev, that even though they did not have association of any devotees in India, in a small city, but they all started chanting and they all started following rules and regulation, and they connected with Srila Prabhupada. And then I was mentioning, Guru Maharaj, please come again. You always connect us with Krishna. You always connect with Srila Prabhupada. Guru Maharaj, with a charming smile, he left in the car. And leaving his wonderful presence behind with us. And I was holding on to those memories for 3 years. 3 years, Guru Maharaj did not come to Atlanta. And I would go on YouTube, sometime hear his lectures, hear his kirtans. His kirtans, sweet, melodious kirtans, were a solace for my heart. They were always connecting me to Krishna. I could always find a peace, a comfort, a love for Krishna in those kirtans. During 3 years, I could not see Guru Maharaj, and then I always wondered how to take shelter of Guru Maharaj, how to connect with Guru Maharaj. And I really didn't know. I was not in touch of any Guru Maharaj disciples. And that time, our Atlanta temple, I didn't know that two senior devotees, especially one Brahmachari, Nandanandan Prabhu, and Ghanshyam Prabhu, who is a cook, they were Guru Maharaj disciples. I didn't know that time. So I was not in touch. But then after 3 years, I heard that Guru Maharaj is again coming to Atlanta in Panihati festival. And I could not hold on to the happiness in my heart. I was extremely happy that Guru Maharaj is coming. Even though I didn't know I'm going to take initiation, I'm going to take shelter, I'm going to proceed with my spiritual life, I didn't know anything. All I knew that I was holding on something in my heart very strongly, that I want to see Guru Maharaj in person. I want to be with him. I want to hear his kirtan. I wanted to tell him that Guru Maharaj, I'm connected to you. But at that time, I still didn't know that he's my guru. Until it was Panihati festival in Atlanta. And my daughter Garima participated in a drama and she was nursing a dev. And then she was dressed up as nursing a dev. And then she went up to Guru Maharaj and she paid her humble obeisances to the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj. And then Guru Maharaj looked at her and he being so simple, so down to earth, so humble, He said, Garima, what is your name? Garima said, my name is Garima. So he said, you represent Narsingh Dev so nicely, so beautifully, that I feel like bowing down to your lotus feet. And I was shocked. I was completely shocked. And I was like, being a spiritual master, such a big personality, how can Guru Maharaj speak these words? And I was still in a shock. And then he asked Garima, who dressed you up? And then Garima said, my mommy. Then he looked at me. And then I spoke to him a few words. At that time, I was introducing myself to Guru Maharaj. And then I went away. Again, after a few hours, Guru Maharaj was walking outside the temple. And I had little baby Krishna in my hand, 8, 9 months old, 10 months old. And then I was wondering, how can I speak to Guru Maharaj more? My heart was longing to get his association. I was holding on to that feeling of his association for 3 years. And I was waiting that one day I will get to see Guru Maharaj. And then one of the devotee girls, she came up to me and she said, Mataji, you're longing for Guru Maharaj. I know your feelings. Please go talk to him. I'll take care of Krishna. Please go, please go. She pushed me and I went. And while I was speaking to Guru Maharaj, it came out from my mouth that, Guru Maharaj, I'm aspiring from you. It was completely unplanned. And I asked Guru Maharaj, can I please have your shelter? I didn't know how to take his shelter. I didn't know what is the procedure. I didn't know how to go through a senior devotee. I was a fool. I'm still a fool. But I just walked up to him. And the desires I had in my heart, I could not hold on to it. It was pouring from my mouth. Guru Maharaj, can I have your shelter? Guru Maharaj said, yes. This is my email address. He wrote with his own hands on a piece of paper. And he said, this is my email address. Please email me. And if you come to me, I will take you to Srila Prabhupada. When I heard this, I was still meditating on, I will take you to Srila Prabhupada. And that line became very, very important line in my life. That Guru Maharaj will take me to Srila Prabhupada. And then we spent some time with Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj asked for my husband. He met him. And then he left for North Carolina. And again, within few days, within 2 to 3 weeks, Guru Maharaj again came back to Atlanta. He had a house program at one of the devotees in Atlanta. And that program got over around 10:30, 11. And I had a deep desire to host Guru Maharaj again at our house, but somehow it was not working out. And I was very heartbroken that I wish Guru Maharaj could come to our house again. I wish. Then one of the devotee, he said, why don't you invite Guru Maharaj for lunch? And I'm like, Guru Maharaj, he being such a great personality, how will he come to our house for lunch? It's not a big program. It's not any big occasion. How will he come? But I thought, okay, I will still ask. At night, 10:30, I asked Guru Maharaj, can we please have your lotus divine feet at our Gaur Nitai house? And Guru Maharaj said, yes, tomorrow I will be at your house at 12 p.m. And I got thrilled. I got completely thrilled. Because we just took shelter 3 weeks back. And then Guru Maharaj said, I'll be there at your house. And in my heart, I knew that Guru Maharaj has a busy schedule. Guru Maharaj may not come. Maybe might be next time. But when he said yes, I was completely thrilled. And we said, thank you, Guru Maharaj. And then we were almost all night up preparing for Guru Maharaj, buying groceries at Kroger, midnight, doing everything the best we could. Whole morning we were preparing. Then Guru Maharaj came with few disciples, with few devotees at our house. And he was so humble. Somehow our AC stopped working. And then Guru Maharaj was okay. We mentioned Guru Maharaj that AC is not working. It was summer, around this time, July, exact this time. Guru Maharaj said, it's okay, don't worry about it. And he told Garima to lead Kirtan, Jai Jai Jagannath, Sachiranandan. Garima led Kirtan and Guru Maharaj was singing with her. Ghanshyam Prabhu in the temple had told Guru Maharaj that Garima sings Narsingh Devarti in the temple when she was 5. So Guru Maharaj told her to lead. We had wonderful time with Guru Maharaj, and at the same time my Prabhu took shelter from Guru Maharaj. Again, Guru Maharaj came a year after during Janmashtami. We had wonderful time with Guru Maharaj. Wonderful Janmashtami celebration. I found out that Guru Maharaj loves to eat Chinese. And I prepared Chinese when he landed in Atlanta. We went to receive Guru Maharaj. He came in the temple guest house. I offered Guru Maharaj, I have made some prasadam. Guru Maharaj said, what have you made? I said, Guru Maharaj, I have made some Chinese. Then Guru Maharaj said, oh, then I'm very hungry. Please bring it. When I took it to Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj had, but Guru Maharaj did not like noodles. Guru Maharaj looked at me when I went with my folded hands. He said, I think you are forgetting that your spiritual master is an excellent cook. And I cooked for Srila Prabhupada. And then he guided me what to add in noodles. And then next day, Guru Maharaj said, I will come to your house and I will teach you how to make chow mein. Before that, we had requested Guru Maharaj to come and stay with us at our Gaurnitai house. And then Guru Maharaj wanted to, but it being a Janmashtami celebration, he said, a lot of people wants to serve me, so maybe it is not, maybe I should, I want to stay at the temple so that people can serve me. But he wrote in email that next time when I come to Atlanta, I'll make it a point that I'll come with and stay with you all. Unfortunately, next time is never going to come. And yes, we will still forever be waiting. But Guru Maharaj came to our house. He, with his own hands in my kitchen, he showed me how to make chow mein. He was sitting with Garima, reading Krishna conscious books. Mm-hmm. He was playing balls with both the children. Being so humble, like a childlike, very pure, kind-hearted Vaishnava. In a very, very, very short time, we got very nice association of Guru Maharaj. We can cherish those memories. This January, finally, I happened to go to India to attend my cousin's wedding. And I had a desire, I want to go to Ujjain. I want to see Guru Maharaj temple. And if I get Guru Maharaj darshan in Ujjain temple, my life will be successful. Mm-hmm. In Ujjain temple, they have a wonderful Ayurvedic center. Guru Maharaj has set it up for devotees. So if devotees have any body problems, they can come to Ujjain temple and get Ayurvedic treatments. And a lot of people are being benefited there. A lot of devotees, they come all over the world and they get treatment at Ayurvedic center in Ujjain. I also had some body issue and then I went for the treatment. Initially, Guru Maharaj was going to come there for Nityananda Trayodashi celebration, but the program got cancelled and Guru Maharaj could not come. And then I was praying in my heart that Guru Maharaj, somewhere, somehow I can get your darshan in India. I'll be extremely blissful. But every time I would try to get his darshan, it would be nearly impossible. Guru Maharaj's plans kept on changing. It kept on changing. Even when I was taking Ayurvedic treatment, it was time for me to leave from Ujjain. I had only 2-3 days left. And Guru Maharaj was going to come in Ujjain, but again, plan got cancelled. It kept on changing because of COVID-19 and other pre-plannings of Guru Maharaj. And I was hoping, I was praying intensely, Guru Maharaj, somewhere give me a darshan. Somewhere. I want to take your darshan. I didn't know what I'm going to face, but I had only one desire, to get his darshan. Children get his darshan. Garima and Krishna were extremely attached to Guru Maharaj. finally, all of a sudden, we heard that Guru Maharaj is coming to Ujjain. A day before lockdown, we were there. And a day before my treatment was over, Narendra Modi in India announced the lockdown. And Guru Maharaj came there. Guru Maharaj saw us during his welcoming ceremony. And he was amazed to see us. And he said, how you all been here? And then later on, I informed Guru Maharaj about everything. Same day, Guru Maharaj started giving Uddhav Gita lectures every evening in English and morning lectures in Bengali, 9 o'clock. So we started attending Uddhav Gita lectures, and he was taking online questions, and he would answer those questions right away. So because I was very happy to get his darshan, but at the same time, I was scared for my Prabhu, that he being alone in America, and then we are in India, how are we going to make it back home now? My flights were very close in a few days. And then I asked a question, Guru Maharaj, how do you not be attached with your family and be detached and still serve Krishna? How do you work in detachment? Guru Maharaj gave me a very beautiful reply, that always think that these children are not your children, they are Krishna's children. Every relation you have around you belongs to Krishna, and you serve them with that intention, then you will not be attached. Everything belongs to Krishna. And then my Prabhu also had similar question next day. And Guru Maharaj understood that my Prabhu was also in anxiety, being in America and family being in India. Guru Maharaj immediately called him on phone. His early morning 5 a.m. in India. And then he spoke for a long time to my Prabhu and replying his question and explaining him and making sure he's okay here. Guru Maharaj was so personal, so loving, so gentle, so caring, that he cared for both of us. And then my Prabhu told him that Champaklata is very confused now what to do, whether to go to her relatives, whether to come back to America, do some arrangement, or what should we do. Then Guru Maharaj told him, I will personally talk to Champaklata, don't worry. And then in the evening in the assembly, Guru Maharaj instructed me, Champaklata, stay here in Ujjain. And I was very happy to hear that. I felt my desires were fulfilled. I had only desired to take one time darshan of Guru Maharaj, but here I was going to get a lot of darshans of Guru Maharaj. I was extremely happy. And we lived in Ujjain temple with all the Vaishnava, wonderful Vaishnava community for almost 1.5 months under the shelter of Guru Maharaj. It was a feeling as if Krishna was lifting the Govardhan hill and protecting all the Brajvasis in the Braj. And I felt sheltered under the umbrella of Guru Maharaj. My children were also showered with a lot of love by Guru Maharaj. Not my children, I mean Guru Maharaj children. We were there for 1.5 months. Initially, Guru Maharaj was holding Uddhav Gita class in person in the assembly, but then later on, everybody suggested Guru Maharaj that we should limit social gathering because of COVID-19. And then Guru Maharaj started giving classes of Uddhav Gita on Zoom, not Zooms, on live YouTube, and everybody would attend from their own place. We were in the guest house. Guru Maharaj, having a very, very, very busy schedule in Ujjain temple, he was there, but his constant meditation was, how to preach people, how to always engage in Krishna Katha. He would not like to eat if some Krishna Katha is not delivered in a day. Even though there was a lockdown outside, whole world almost came to a stop, especially India. But Guru Maharaj preaching and delivering Krishna Katha never stopped. His concern for his devotees' well-being around the world and health never stopped. I could always see that he was concerned. He was longing, not on the material platform, but on spiritual platform for well-being and sadhana of his devotees, his disciples. In one day, he would have 6 sessions of Krishna Katha, which makes more than 6 hours. Every lecture was going almost from an hour to 1.5 hour. So you all can imagine so many hours he was busy giving Krishna Katha online to different countries. And besides those, he had GBC meetings. He was addressing to different countries' disciples. He had his emails. He had so much other things to do that he was completely occupied. He was busy. I could see 24/7 he was busy with preaching Krishna consciousness to others during COVID-19. Mm-hmm. He did not have any time. Every now and then, every 2-3 days, he would come out from his room, and then he would come out and he would walk and give instructions to temple president how to make Ujjain temple more better, how to put certain flowers in the garden in this way, certain flowers in that way, because he always said this garden in Ujjain temple belongs to Krishna. So it should be in a proper way. It should be in a certain way. Like, you all must be aware that Guru Maharaj is a perfectionist. He likes everything to be perfect. And we were fortunate that time that we were getting Guru Maharaj association. Both the children were walking with his divine association. Krishna was the only one being around 3-year-old. He would run and bump into Guru Maharaj and he would hug Guru Maharaj. And whole Ujjain community would tell me that, what is this? Who is this boy? We even hesitant sometimes to talk to Guru Maharaj, but he gets so many hugs of Guru Maharaj. Where is this boy coming from? And one day I told Krishna, your hands are sticky. You have orange in your hand. Today you do not hug Guru Maharaj when he comes in front of you, please. And then Guru Maharaj was there and he saw Krishna did not hug him. And Guru Maharaj asked Krishna, why you haven't hugged me today? How come? And I told Guru Maharaj, his hands are all sticky, Guru Maharaj. And he said, don't worry. Him and me, we are same. Come, Krishna, let me hug you. And Guru Maharaj gave him a hug. We had wonderful association of Guru Maharaj in past 1.5 month. I would ask questions to Guru Maharaj every now and then whenever he would come downstairs. Or even Uddhav Gita lectures, I would ask him questions. He would reply slow by slow. Garima also started listening to Uddhav Gita and she started asking questions to Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj was very happy when she was asking questions from Uddhav Gita. Garima was leading kirtans in Ujjain temple almost 2-3 times in a day. Especially at night, 9 o'clock during Shayan Aarti, Garima would lead kirtans and put deities to sleep. We all got very much attached with the Ujjain deities. Wherever Garima was getting opportunity to serve Guru Maharaj, she was serving. Krishna, being only 2.5 year old or maybe around 3 year old, he was serving Guru Maharaj. He would run and serve him. Guru Maharaj announced a couple times in class that Garima is leading kirtans in the temple. And Guru Maharaj was very happy. I was extremely fortunate, even though I was not deserving any of this, what I'm describing, but I was fortunate to serve Guru Maharaj a little bit. In Ujjain temple, they were distributing 500, close to 500 packets of prasadam every single day to outside. Gates were closed, but then people would come outside like a health professional or cops, and they would collect the prasadam and they would go and distribute. We used to go every day to pack prasadam. And Guru Maharaj would announce that are very happily engaged in packing prasadam for outside people. I haven't done any good deeds to get this kind of association of Guru Maharaj under the times of lockdown. But Guru Maharaj, causeless mercy, allowed me and both the children to stay in Ujjain temple and get his association. Guru Maharaj would personally monitor every day how this prasadam is going out. He was very particular about how the chapati is being kept in the disposable box, the size of laddu, the taste of laddu, the quality of the sabji being made. He would personally come 2-3 times and he would monitor that, make sure the prasadam being distributed outside is to a perfect standard. It should not be in a way, oh, we're just giving out, it's just for giving, so give whatever. No, he was very perfect. If chapati was being placed in disposable container, sabji should not be kept in such a way that chapati get wet. He would, with his own personal hands, he would give halwa to the devotees to taste, and humbly he would ask, what do you think? How does it taste? And we would be amazed. We would think, we would look that, how can Guru Maharaj ask us? And when we eat that Maha Prasad from Guru Maharaj's hand, that was a nectar. That was a nectar coming in our hands. And then every single day, Guru Maharaj, one prasadam box will go to Guru Maharaj's room so that he makes sure that it is being packed properly, it is being kept properly, it is being it tastes good. And while he was in Ujjain, his heart was set in Delange, Florida temple. He mentioned a couple of times in Uddhav Gita lectures that in Delange, Florida, they are distributing 25 pizzas and lot of boxes of chow mein every single day to the health professionals and government officials and cops. And they all were very happy. Those people who were getting food during COVID-19 from Delange ISKCON temple in Florida were very grateful to Guru Maharaj. Some of those professionals wrote email to Guru Maharaj as a letter of gratitude. And Guru Maharaj mentioned that in the class. So Guru Maharaj wanted to personally come in Delange, Florida, monitor the whole process. And he opportunity to preach Krishna consciousness in the times like this. Even though America being a hell, I want to go there. I want to fulfill the mission of Srila Prabhupada, fulfill the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His heart was set to come in Florida, Delange. This food distribution program was actually so, it became so popular in Florida, Delane, that it came in news channels. Channel 6 and a couple other channels had live broadcasting of this food distribution program. And some of the devotees from Delane, Florida were also showed on the news channel on live. And Guru Maharaj wanted to go there very desperately. He booked his tickets three times. And all three times the tickets were canceled by government. Three times, one time. And people were, devotees in Ujjain, they were preparing themselves in their mind that, okay, Guru Maharaj has to go. Guru Maharaj has to go to Delane, Florida, even though nobody wanted. But three times he announced the date that I'm leaving for Florida, Ujjain. I mean, Florida, Delange. Three times it got cancelled. From this example, we can see that a Vaishnava, doesn't matter where he lives, his mood is always to give Krishna consciousness to others. His mood is always to serve the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His mood is always to give Krishna consciousness to others. How to make people chant the holy name. How to give Krishna to others. In spite of busy schedule, he was always looking for how to go to Florida, Delange. How to preach, how to monitor the whole procedure. From Ujjain, he was monitoring and he was guiding the devotees in Delane, Florida, how to do things. We all were amazed to see this. And unfortunately, after 1.5 months, my brother and my sister-in-law delivered a baby girl. They are also aspiring devotees. So, unfortunately, I had a lot of pressure from my family because my mother was with me to come back to family. And unfortunately, I had to approach Guru Maharaj that this is my situation. My sister-in-law did not have so much of help during her delivery, so we had to go and help her out. So Guru Maharaj said, at that time Guru Maharaj gave me first instruction. Champaklata, I'm planning to go to America. I think you should also go back home. Go back to Sumohan Gopal Prabhu. And then I mentioned Guru Maharaj that Guru Maharaj, it's costing $2,500 per person for repatriation flight. And we have to pay almost 8 to 10 grand in 30 days to government. And it's very, very expensive, Guru Maharaj, in this times of COVID-19. And I already have a return flight with Delta. So please advise, please instruct. And then at the end of conversation, finally, Guru Maharaj said, okay, no problem. You go back to your relatives for some time. Until we get e-permit and everything, it still took a week, 10 days. We were still there. And Guru Maharaj was constantly inquiring from his servants that has Champaklata gone? Is she still here in Ujjain temple? On the same day when I approached Guru Maharaj to come back to go back to my relative's house, my mother's house. My boy, the baby Krishna, had a life-threatening situation. Somehow he got food poisoning or something happened to his system. And he had a life-threatening situation amidst of coronavirus and COVID-19, where I could see his life air was coming out. He was slipping from my hands. I could see him leaving right there. And Guru Maharaj was standing near the apartment and we were up in the apartment. Guru Maharaj wanted to go out for some reason, just for a fresh air. And I did not have this kind of daring to spoil Guru Maharaj's plan. And I was keeping Krishna inside the apartment in the corner so that Guru Maharaj don't know what happened. So that he can go with his plan. And they had a pediatrician on the campus. Amazing Vaishnava. He's disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. Finally, one of the devotee called him that Krishna has emergency. He's in a bad shape. He gave him some medicines, everything, and we thought, okay, he'll be okay. But his condition became very bad to a point where we could see he could not breathe at all. He had a life-threatening situation. And then Prabhu said, we need to take him to hospital right now. I said, Prabhu, no, I'm not taking him. It's coronavirus. I cannot take him outside this temple gates. We are under shelter of Guru Maharaj. And he strictly told me, we have to save his life. Get up right now. And then he drove the fastest car he could and we ran to hospital. And Krishna was in a bad shape because that Prabhu and me, we could see him slipping from my own hands. We could see I'm losing the boy. And as soon as we reached, and before that, I would tell you, Ujjain community, what Guru Maharaj has made is a wonderful community. Anybody would die to live there. Such a Vaishnav etiquettes they have. Such a Vaishnav seva they are doing. Haribol. 15-year-old girl, she accompanied me to hospital. And I told her, this is the time of COVID-19. You cannot come with me to the hospital. Her parents were stranded in Bombay. And I'm like, no, you're not coming with me. I told my mother and my Garima not to come with me hospital. Only me and Dr. Prabhu was going. And she said, no, I will come with you. Your Prabhu is not with you. I'm going to come. She didn't care for her life. She didn't care for COVID-19. She came to serve me and Krishna. We, not even being a devotee, she came thinking it's a Vaishnav seva. She spent a night with me in the hospital. Such a wonderful community Guru Maharaj has developed there. Mm. And we judge that Krishna is in bad condition. Guru Maharaj blessed him. And Krishna was okay in maybe an hour or two. He was completely fine. Within few hours, he was walking early. We brought him back next morning to the temple campus. So it was due to Guru Maharaj's blessings that Krishna is alive here. Guru Maharaj was personally talking to the pediatrician Prabhu. And he was telling him that make sure you take care of every little detail properly. Take care of all the bills. Father Champaklata for anything. Give her her own personal room. Bhakti Prem Maharaj gave instruction to that girl. Her name is Dhanshri. To stay with me. Before even he gave instruction, she was already with me. But Bhakti Prem Maharaj and Guru Maharaj was personally monitoring that we are okay. We being so insignificant, so undeserving, not even a devotee. Guru Maharaj was so caring, so loving, and Krishna came out okay. And then later on, Dr. Prabhu, he told me that I didn't want to scare you that time, but if we had not make it to hospital in 5 minutes, Krishna would have not been here. Mm-hmm. So I know time is limited and there is a lot I can share, but I would just end quickly with this call that Guru Maharaj was continuously caring for us. And
Mataji?
Yes, Mataji. Yes, Mataji.
Yes, no problem. Mataji. Go ahead, Mataji.
Continue. I think I have overextended a lot of time, Mataji, so I would just close.
That's completely fine, Mataji. We would like to hear from you.
Sure, Mataji, otherwise I'll just close it quickly because I'm sure everybody...
Yeah, you can close in 5 minutes.
Mataji. Okay, Mataji.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Guru Maharaj has developed a wonderful community in Ujjain who die to serve other Vaishnavas. I could see Guru Maharaj's mood in whole Ujjain. Guru Maharaj's radiance is always there in Ujjain. It will always be there. Even in his physical absence, it will always be there. He has developed wonderful Vaishnavas there who are always ready to eagerly serve each and every devotee in around every corner. Guru Maharaj personally guides and takes care of each and everything. In my personal case, after I left Ujjain, Guru Maharaj started online japa conference call on Zoom with all the devotees. And he would chant with all the devotees around the world in the India timing morning. And I could see little kids were chanting with Guru Maharaj. I'm not trying to say anything, but Garima was not so much in chanting, but you all would not believe. In the association of Guru Maharaj, 7-year-old Garima started chanting 8 rounds on daily basis and 16 rounds on and off. And I realized what is 1 minute of pure association of a sadhu. My Masi, who was not into chanting, when she attended Japa conference call with Guru Maharaj only for 2 days, she's chanting 16 rounds every day now. This is what a pure sadhu does to others. Little Krishna, who is 3-year-old, he has started chanting. And then Guru Maharaj gave me 3-time instructions. Second time, again, he gave me instructions on phone. When I made it back to my relative's house, he spoke to me over the phone, Champaklata, go back home. Then third time when we were chanting on Zoom Japa call, out of 1,000 devotees on Zoom Japa call, Guru Maharaj again gave me instruction, Champaklata, when are you going back home? I have lost physical presence of my dearest loving father who cared for me dearly, for my spiritual sadhana, for my well-being, for everything. Nobody can fill up that gap. I'm back home four or five days before I came home. And I had a desire, I wish I could inform Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj, I'm back home. I'm back to my husband, Sumohan Gopal Prabhu. I'm sure Guru Maharaj knows I'm back home. But his care, his genuine love, his concern for our well-being was tremendous. We being so insignificant, haven't really rendered any service to Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj also celebrated Krishna's 3rd birthday during the time of COVID-19. And then he was extremely fortunate to celebrate his birthday with Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj named Garima's personal deities Gornitai as Gornitai. And he blessed her that you can serve Gornitai only on one condition. If you sing Hari Kirtan every day in front of Gornitai. So Garima is also blessed to get blessings from Guru Maharaj for her deities and for herself. So I wanted to share my recent pastimes with Guru Maharaj for almost 1.5 months. There is a lot. I can speak about Guru Maharaj. I can tell our experiences and pastimes with Guru Maharaj, but I have already overextended my talk. So I humbly pay my obeisances at every Vaishnav on this Bhakti Sangha Japa call, at every Vaishnav's feet, to bless me, to pray for us, that I may serve all the devotees. I may be nicely able to serve my Gurudev and Sri Gauranga. If you all bless me, one day I will eternally again go back to my Guru Maharaj and he can take me back to Prabhupada. So please bless me and my family.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
Champaklata Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Mataji, we can end the call. We have gone over time.
Yes, Mataji, and also I have announcement that remaining devotees, they can, express their feelings tomorrow, because we will have the extension of this program tomorrow morning. So, and because of the time, we cannot do it today. So, sorry about that. So, let's give our obeisances to all the Vaishnavas and His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. Vancha Kalpataru Bhesha Kupa Sindhu Bhevacha Patita Nam Pavane Ananta Koti Vaishnavundi Chai Ki Jai. His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj Ki Jai.
Devotees to join us again tomorrow. We will have the other realizations by the rest of the devotees. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.